The loss shines once again.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi there.
Greetings.
For the good of all.
Thrumkar.
Hi there.
Our destiny awaits.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Greetings.
Hello, and welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. Today is Sunday, March 30th, 2008, and today's episode is 56, and it's entitled Patch Day, Oh Joy. And I'm your host, Aprilian, and with me, I'm happy to say again, is Asheo. Welcome, Asheo.
Hi, thanks. Hi, everyone. How are you going?
All right, let's get started. So, Asheo, we had Patch Day.
Oh, did we ever.
It was very interesting, because there were so many tweaks.
Mother of all patches.
Yeah. I don't think it was as beautiful as patch 2.3, though.
Probably more problems with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were a few cute things I really liked. Like, now you get the countdown on the of the buffs, right underneath the buffs.
Have you noticed that? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, next
I didn't notice. I had that already.
Oh,
I must have had a mod that was doing that for me. Yeah.
Yeah. And the settings thing, the one thing that I really liked about 2.4 was that if you go into, I create channels for my chats.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do sometimes buy things from trade. So I have enough trade on some of my characters. And sometimes it just scrolls with junk. So I want to watch the guild chat and I want to be able to see the whispers.
Oh, okay. You create other windows.
Right. I create other windows so I can tap over in case I miss something and I can go back and I can see in one little neat window. And it's so easy to do it now. When you right-click on the tab and you create the new tab and then you go to settings, an actual window pops up. Before it was little lines that you rolled over and then rolled over to.
Yeah, you had to navigate menus. Yeah.
Right. And you had to do it several times to exclude stuff. But this time, an actual window dialog box opens up, and you can just click off the windows you need and click on them. So it's a lot easier.
Wow, I've discovered the greatest change ever, and I don't know whether you've discovered this. You haven't mentioned it to me, so I'm guessing that you haven't. But this is big. This is really big. I mean, I don't want to hype this up, but it's big. All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
You know how when you port to Thunderbluff and then you mount up and you ride across the bridge and you try to go through those stupid huts and you dismount and then you got to mount up again?
No way.
You don't dismount through those huts anymore. You can ride on right through.
I haven't tried it because I always run across because I know I'm going to get dismounted.
Mm.
Wow, that is awesome. Way to go, Blizzard.
Yeah.
Because that was so silly.
Yeah. Because Thunderbuff's the greatest in terms of the auction house is right next to the bank, is right next to an anvil, there's a forge, everything's in a very small space.
Right, there's a train.
Whereas everywhere else, you've got to run for ages to get anywhere.
Right, there's just a general trade and a regent vendor and, a place to repair and everything.
Yep.
And a weapons trainer right there.
It's all there.
Yeah. Wow.
And then you don't have to waste those extra 7 seconds remounting.
Cool. Well, thanks for letting us know. By the way, I want to take a moment and to encourage people to write us. I know I don't express that enough, and you can write us at controlaltwow@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear anything you have to say about patch 2.4 and or anything you want to say about the show. Also, you can find our website at controlaltwow.com. That's controlaltwow.com. You can also dig us on Dig. And you can also go to iTunes and give us a comment or reviews. We don't have that many, and I'd love to get more because I think that has something to do with how you show up in iTunes. I've been trying to tag it so that if you go to iTunes and you type WoW or you type Blizzard or World of Warcraft, will come up. So hopefully that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. So tell us what you think of patch 2.4, and visit our website. We have a comment section, so you can make comments on the... We put very detailed show notes. I think I almost write too much in the show notes. I want to hear
about other people's, because I mean that thing in Thunder Bluff, obviously not in the patch notes. I'm sure there's lots and lots of things that they changed that aren't in the patch notes. Mm-hmm. I want to hear about, you know, what other people have discovered that's a nice little change that didn't make it to the patch notes.
Excellent. And of course, there was the Arcanite bar, no longer has to cool down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was in the patch notes.
Yeah.
I got a silly complaint about the content, about the new content that came with the patch. And I say silly because I don't really follow the lore of WoW. But I enjoyed it when and understood the fact that, you know, when we went to the Outlands from Azeroth, there was no thorium nodes there. All the mining nodes were of a new type. But there was, you know, for example, Dreamfoil, and which kind of makes sense. You know, people cut through seeds on their boots and they seed it into the Outlands, and so there's, you know, there's herbs from, or herbs, as you people say, from Azeroth in the Outlands. But thorium, is part of the world of Azeroth. It wouldn't be present in the Outlands. But right. this new zone, which is in Azeroth, it's in north of Azeroth, has got adamantite nodes in it. This mining nodes that you normally only find on the Outlands is now back in Azeroth. So that's a silly little thing, but
maybe there was a meteorite storm.
Well, yeah, I wonder if there's anything in. I mean, you know, I don't really read much on the lore. And if anyone can tell me if there's a reason in the lore or you know the story behind the game as to why they might have done that, you know, apart from the obvious. Yeah, well, it's a level 70 zone, so you need the level 70, you know, ore that the people are after.
Right.
Yeah. I guess they're going to do that. I don't know what they'll do with the next add-on, the next expansion.
Because
I mean that's in Azeroth as well. That's just another continent. Mm. So I don't know what they'll do there.
Titanium. Is there titanium?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to share something that happened to me today, and it really blew me over, and it just made me really love World of Warcraft and the WoW community in general. Well, I'm at work, and I get some customers, and two of them are wearing, one's wearing the warrior symbol, and the other one's wearing the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are wearing the World of Warcraft shirts. And I got so excited, and I said, oh, my God, you guys play. Well, I didn't say, oh, my God, because, you know, I don't really say it.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh my God. Love that. Yeah.
Actually, what I said was, oh, you're a warrior. Oh, and then I said to the hunter, you press the easy button, which, of course, I'm just kidding because, you know, I have, like, four hunters.
How many of them? Yeah.
Four or five. So I really can't, you know, insult hunters. And it turned out that the four people played World of Warcraft, and I asked them what a server they were on, and I was almost speechless when they said Earthen Ring. It was just the weirdest feeling, you know? Could you imagine, you know, like, you know, this to me, Earthen Ring is like, you know, my little corner of World of Warcraft. And for someone to be in the same city that I am in and in front of me and actually play on World of Warcraft.
On the same server.
Yeah, of course they were.
You didn't take it a step further and ask them what guild they were in?
I did. They're in, oh gosh, no, I feel silly. Because one of them is the guy from a message from the forums, the World of Warcraft forums that posts a lot. And I'm going to say his name wrong. I think it was Artem. It might have been Arduous? Anyways, I apologize for messing up your name. And I hope they promised that they would listen to the podcast and that they would maybe email or something. But their guild was something that had to do with lawyers. But they were Alliance.
Okay.
But that was okay. None of them were gnomes. I asked that. And they had heard of Alei Acta S, so that was kind of neat.
Who hasn't?
Right.
Who hasn't?
Right. 1,100 plus members, it's kind of hard not to hear. But But it was such a buzz. I can't even begin to explain how incredible it was to meet them. And then, of course, we talked about different things real quick because I had other people in my line and I couldn't talk for long. And they had level 70 characters, which, of course, makes me feel like a noob. But I did manage to show them a picture of my desktop, my desk, the top of my desk, not the desktop of my computer, where I have my two iMacs and a 27-inch HD TV in the middle. So they felt that was impressive. So I just wanted to say a shout out to those guys. Well, it was actually three guys and a female. And get this, they looked healthy and cool. They looked cool. You know, they didn't have pasty white skin. I mean, pasty skin. Excuse me, and you know, look pale or looked out of shape or anything. They were normal people who do the same thing I do. They play World of Warcraft, and it was such. I mean, I work with this older guy. He's like 61 years old, and you know, sometimes I. During my breaks and stuff, I have my MacBook Air out and I'm playing. And he goes, "What is that?" And I said, "It's World of Warcraft." And he goes, "World of..." And then I say, you know, and I have a podcast. And he goes, "A what?" So it's just really bizarre to be in these two worlds, you know, the World of Warcraft and the online world and the podcast world, and to know that there are people who have no idea what it is, and
yep.
It's like really, really bizarre. So to see these guys, and then I was so excited that I started gushing, and then I felt ridiculous, so I had to tone it down, you know.
Tone down, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, two of them lived in my city, and I wanted to say, oh, wow, can I like hang out with you guys? But then I'm like, okay, stalker mode off.
That's funny.
But can you imagine meeting somebody? I mean, do you ever feel that way? Oh, wait, well, you probably feel weird all the time because you're Australian. I mean, oh, sorry.
Another Melbourneite joined our guild today, or last night.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, does, you know, do you
I'm sure there's. I'm sure there's other people from you know, Melbourne in the guild, but I just don't know about it. I know there's people from other cities. I know people from Perth and Adelaide and Sydney and Queensland, but
you know,
there's a few of us.
I love the word. I love the name Perth. Did you read any of the Dark Tower series? Did you?
I did. Yep.
Remember they talked about Lord Perth and.
No.
That was
no.
After when they, it was in
Wizard and
Glass.
Wizard and Glass was the last one I read. I actually keep meaning to pick him up and read him all again because I know he's done at least a couple more after that. He finished it.
So
yeah.
If you start over from the beginning, you can actually read right through. I can remember when I was first reading it, you know, I had to wait every 3 years for another book to come out. And it drove me crazy. And so just, I envy anybody that can now just read through the whole series, one right after the other. Especially if some of it's for your first time. You know, the other thing, and I hate to digress, but I remember when he got hit by the van, I remember thinking, oh my God, Stephen King, you can't
How
die.
How selfish.
Yeah, I have to find out what happens to Roland.
Don't die, you selfish bastard.
Anyways, okay, so patch day was great. You know, it was really funny was that I'm off during the day and I go to work at 3 o'clock, so it was kind of frustrating for me because I actually got housework done, so that was good. What happens with what's the timing for patch day over there?
Oh, we don't get affected anywhere near as much as America with patch day because you know it gets shut down about 10 o'clock at night, so you know
you just go to bed early.
I go to bed a bit earlier, you know, wash the dishes, something radical like that, and get up, go to work, come home, and you know it's downloaded, it's patched it. I just need to grab some add-ons and get back into the game.
Okay, well, I enjoyed patch day. I enjoyed the new changes. The only thing was the Arcanite bar cooldown is kind of taking some money out of my pocket because I can't sell the Arcanite rods. I have sold them, but they just sell a lot slower. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they just seem that way because I'm selling more of them because I can make them right away instead of having to wait.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, 2.4, I'm not quite sure what Blizzard's intentions are, but 2.4 is going to have a massive effect on the economy of the servers. Mm. Because with all the new dailies that they've brought in, they're basically tricking people into farming. There's dailies that, you know, have you go and kill heaps of Sun Fury people to get a quest item. And in doing so, you're obviously getting lots of drops. You're getting scry rep items. You know, you're killing elementals that are dropping motes. So there's a lot more raw materials getting put into the economy, and people are making a lot of gold doing all the dailies. So, you know, the price of all the rep items for scry and older is going to come down. The price for all the motes and primals will come down. You know, prices on a lot of stuff is just going to fall through the floor, I reckon.
Yeah, that should be interesting to see. Okay, so why don't we take a break now and come back with what we've been doing?
Okay.
Okay, so what I've been doing, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, so last week I did the big detail and we did in-depth. And I'd like to hear how you feel about that. If you can write me at controlaltwow@gmail.com, how you enjoyed it. I like doing that, but I think I'm going to do it every other week because, A, it does make the show rather long, and it does take a lot of time to constantly write about it. But I will tell you what I've been doing in the quick way, the normal way. And I didn't get much chance to play until Wednesday morning. I didn't play Tuesday night, I don't think, at all. And I had Aprillion and Ardrion in the Badlands. And they were trying to take down the dragons. I think Monday night, I wonder if the patch had something to do with it. Because Monday night, Aprillion and Ardrion were able to take down elite dragons from level 43 to 44, you know, those ones that are around the pole there where that Unholy Alliance quest is.
Mm-hmm.
Broken Alliance. You know, first you have to go and get that thing, the sigil from the boss mob for those ogres running around or walking around Badlands, beating up everybody they come across. And then you have...
You know you can just sneak up behind them and just take out the boss and that one other little guy. You don't have to take out the whole lot.
Right. That's what I ended up doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And then I had to go back and get all the rune stones from those pillars over there, which was great because I actually like farming and grinding the Scalding Whelps because, you know, we talked about this last week. I want to get one of those those pets. And then, I was able to take down these elite dragons a couple of times with the level 43 ones with Aprillion by herself. You know, she has the Feld Hound and it holds aggro and she's able to fear it. And I've discovered Death Coil, which is really cool. I know, I don't even use half my stuff the way I'm supposed to do.
I know how you feel. It's an Altaholic's nightmare. It's trying to remember what... Yeah, right. Every spell that every one of your characters has got.
Right, and I try to do it so that most of the spells, and they don't always correspond, but like the auto shoot and the wand is always in the slot 3, and any kind of mark that would do damage, or DOT, that like on the hunter. It's 5, and it's on the, anyways, but so,
yeah.
I just never saw a death coil. I had it on my bar because every time I get a new thing, I try to put it on one of the bars so that I remember that it's there. And it's really great because it actually makes the mob run for a second.
That's right. And then
And any health that the mob, any damage that the mob takes, I gain the health. So that's really cool. But when I went back out to I had gotten all the rune stones, and was trying to see if I wanted to try to finish the quest, because once you get the rune stones, you turn those in, then you, before you turn them in, you have to go out to this obelisk in the middle of some kind of gulch. What's the name of that gulch? Something gulch, where the Skelvin weplings live. And you have to click on it, and now it has a big blue question mark on it, so I guess it's repeatable if you don't kill them the first time, right?
I guess it's repeatable because that's where you have to be able to get a quest item. If you've deleted your quest item, you need to be able to get it again.
Right. Well, you have to summon them, and then once you summon them, you kill them. The two big ones.
Thing that where you actually summon them is, right, got a blue question mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I wanted to try to do it solo. I know it's crazy. It's a really high. It's a higher level and it's elite. But you know, when you're under duress, well, not duress, but I just can't really group a lot. It's easy to do this with my alt. So, we were able to, on Monday night, we were able to kill a couple of levels, 44 and a 45. But then when I went back on Wednesday, I kept getting killed. If the timing's off, if they're not both paying attention and I don't get back and forth to everybody shooting, because once the dragon comes towards them, Aprilian had to use fear. So the pets were going out and pounding them while they're running around like crazy and hopefully not pulling back another dragon. So I almost gave up, and after killing a couple of times, then all of a sudden this, like, level 70 human, I don't know if he's level 70 or not, but he had the, because, what is it, 10 levels above you can't see?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think it's actually 10, I think it's less than that, but okay. Yeah, so you get the skull.
And was running around just killing these elite dragons, and I was like, well, why is he doing that? He didn't even seem to be looting them, because Adrian tried to skin them. So I go and I summon the two named dragons that I need to get their bracers from, and he runs over and kills them, and I'm thinking, okay, well, there's that, because I'm not going to be able to tag them. I didn't tag them, so I'm not going to be able to get it, but it turns out that they changed something in this quest, because I remember... I remember once when the Alliance was doing it, and I came up and tagged one of their dragons, and I got to loot it, and they were killing it. And isn't that terrible? But he killed them.
Not as bad as stealing their mining nodes, which is happening to me today. But yep, that's naughty.
It's really fun, and I did this with Adrian and the Turtles. Is wait for them to kill a mob, and then start skinning it. especially once you see that they were actually skinning them themselves. So that was that really ticks them off. But because I summoned them, after he killed them, I was able to finish the quest, and that was the easiest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was really great. So we ran back and turned those in, and I decided that I wanted Aprilian and Adrian together just for the safety net for Adrian, but I didn't want them grouped. So they actually went to Tanaris. Have you ever done that dousing water thing in Tanaris where you take this, there's a guy, and it's hard to even notice him. He's on a hill inside of Gadgetzan behind those shops on the right-hand side when you first come in from the flight path. And he gives you this bottle, and you got to go out to this lake that's out past ZF, but before the Noxious Lair. And you just go up to the water, and you click it, and it fills it. And then these giant beetles come out and kill you. So I had...
Well, after you've done that the first time, you click it, and then you run away really quickly.
All right, well, Audrion fainted death, and Aprilian ran away until she died, and she used her soul stone. But these guys are so evil, and they're a lot like... they are a lot like the bugs in the Barrens out by the egg thing. You know, when you go down, what is it called? Something egg. Gosh.
Silithus.
No, before Silithus. I'm talking about in the Barrens itself.
No. I thought it was the name of that quest was Silly Something Egg.
Something where you have to go and collect these eggs. And there's these different bugs. And the same bugs are also out by Noxious Lair, which Aprilian went out and did. And it's so awful because they have these little tiny bugs. And they're just like level one or level... They're low-level bugs, but they start biting you. And they can actually kill you because there's so many of them coming on you and at the same time. And they also stop you from casting. But anyway, so he was able to finish that and ran back and... She got Audrion got the XP, and he was almost up to 39. And then I decided, then I had to go to work, so I decided to send him out to Tanaris, out to the turtles, and just let him grind turtles for the rest of the XP.
Okay.
And he did that. He dinged out by the turtles. And it was great, because with the turtles, he can get the turtle shells for his leather working, and he gets skin and stuff, and you get a lot of stuff that you can sell. So he finally dinged 40, and he...
Yay.
It's, you know, it's kind of funny, because you're going full head, you're trying to get that to 40, and then when you finally ding, I don't want to say it's almost a letdown, but there's like a drop in adrenaline. Do you know what I mean? Do you ever experience that when you get to a level that you really want to get to?
Not really, no. Because I mean that, you know, you're setting a goal and you've achieved it. No.
So we flew back to, we hearthed back to Shat and then ported to Silvermoon and then ran out to the, we train, you know, the 550, whatever it is. No, 90. Yeah, because this is the first level. 90 for training, because he was exalted or honored with Silvermoon. And then $9 for the chicken. And I decided not to do the same thing I did with Aprilian, which I got... With Aprilian, I got a chicken in every color. Now I realize that was just stupid, because it really doesn't matter what color your chicken is.
No, it doesn't.
And then, of course, he went to train, and he went to check the auction house for mail, because he's a hunter, and he's at 40, now he can wear mail. And then he had to go and send all this stuff to the enchanter, Vale, and have her enchant the boots for the mithril. Well, the enchanter is also the blacksmith, so she attached mithril spurs for the boots, and enchanted the chest with some high-level chests that she has. And what else? All the bracers and the cloak. And now he's really strong. Although now I have to get two pairs of boots. Because I like to have one pair with the minor speed buff.
Okay.
And then one pair.
Mithril spurs?
And one pair with... There's one for the minor speed buff for when they're running. When they're on foot.
Oh, okay.
Every once in a while you do have to run. even when you are mounting, you do have a horse or a mount or a chicken.
Yep.
So, and that was kind of neat, getting all the new stuff. It's very satisfying when you make these little, you know, increments. And then he trained up some other... Well, he had to train first. Because it was funny, because he had some mail in his bank, and he went to try it on, because he says, I'm 40, so I can try it on, and then he forgot that he had to go train first.
So,
and then, so, after I got her to 40, I decided I should push some more on Aprilian, because she really needs to get to 50 so she can increase her tailoring.
Yep.
So she went out.
Still not there yet? No. Where are you up to on Aprillion?
46.
Okay.
So that's my next big push. Because in WoW, there's always another goal right over the... It's kind of like those quest givers where you know, can you go over there and get 50 of those and you bring it to them and you go, oh, thank you. Okay, can you do this and take it over there? And it's like, you know, there's always something more. So she went out to the Noxious Lair. And along the way, she killed some trolls so she could get some tailoring supplies. And she had the quest to get 5 insect parts. I forget. Somebody in Gadget Scan wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it was really kind of neat because, like I said, it had those little tiny things that would come out and kill you. And she died a couple of times, but she managed to finish it. And then she went down to get the dew, the Latent Dew, what is it? The Latent Dew.
I know what you're talking about.
You go down and get the swamp thingies. Yep,
to get to the Noggin Frogger quest.
Right, yeah, so she did that.
I got that on my first kill. I couldn't believe it.
Oh my gosh, she must have killed like 30. And she learned, and it was another thing that was funny, was she tagged a mob. No, she sent her Foulhound to get a mob. By the time she got, because that's, you know, one of the things she does is she uses the Foulhunter to pull stuff, which is a good thing about pets. And she pulled a mob. And once she went to pull it, it had already been hit by somebody else. So I pulled my Foulhound back and I started running. Because I really don't want to kill for an alliance person, you know.
No.
So, and the mob actually ran after me. And then it turned red.
Oh.
So I guess it, like, ran out of the zone of the person that tagged him. I've never seen that happen before. I thought once somebody tagged it, it would stay gray for that other person.
Well, I would have thought so.
Yeah.
I've never noticed that happening either.
Yeah, it turned red, and I turned around and killed it, and I got points, and I was able to loot it. Oh, you know what else I did? I forgot to go back to talk about that. While Adrian was like had like 2 bars left for 39, I took him into BG.
Ah.
And of course,
how did you like that?
Well, I decided early on that I knew I wasn't going to win. I know that sounds like a defeatist attitude, but the thing about BGs that I've learned, and if anybody wants to correct me on that, please feel free to write me at controlaltwow@gmail.com, is that the majority of the people running battlefields are experts at it. And that's their thing, and that's what they do. They're twinked out and they're ready to take you down and they know all the little tricks. So knowing this, my goal was to just manage to kill some alliance and you know, just get back on my feet every time I died. And I love it. It's such an adrenaline rush. It's such a different thing from fighting an NPC, you know, a regular mob, because you know, there's actually a person and you gotta to actually think about what you're doing. And I did kill some alliance, and I ended up in both Warsong Gulch and AB, Arathi Basin.
Yep. Good job.
Yeah, and I love Arathi Basin. I love holding a flag and keeping it, you know, and it's kind of neat, especially when you're a hunter and you have the mini-map to see people coming. And of course, there's still the nasty little rogues that come up and get you. And I lost everyone I was in, but I had fun. I got some Badge of Honor and I got some Honor Kill. And then after, you know, losing 3 times, I said, okay, let me go get my mount. And I might go back, I don't know, later on, you know. I think that the gear is good there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So
yeah.
That's an incentive to go back. I've decided that eventually I will have a level 70. I just am... Once I do, I really have to focus on understanding the gear. You know, I play a different kind of game than some people, and that I'm not.
Not really. I mean, you need to understand the gear if you want to, you know, be a do well in an in-game raid like Karazhan or something, but if you just want to get to 70 and have a 70 so you can enjoy the 70 content, like all this, the 2.4 with all the new dailies and a new zone and new quests, you're locked out from that. You can't do any of it. You don't have to get to 70 and go, oh, I'm at 70 now, I'm going to have to understand how all this gear works so that I can go and do Karazhan. That's not the case. You're just a character that's high level, so you've got access to a lot more things and you can help out your alts more.
Oh, so you can actually be 70 and still relax and have fun?
That's right. You got it.
All right, thanks. I'll have to try that. So that leaves me with Aprilian back in Gadgetzan, and then I have Audrion. He's finally got the Waste Wanderer Waste Bandits and, that quest. So he's doing that. And that's kind of neat for him because he still needs to level up eventually. So that's where I am. I had a really good week. I had a lot of fun. And what did you do this week?
What did I do this week? Well, it actually started last week. I forgot to mention something last week. Last week I actually took a shield and a shield out to Thralma to get the master tailoring, skinning, and mining skills. And I actually burned it alive. So I was like level 53, 54 maybe. And I couldn't believe I actually made it out there alive. I thought I'd just do the normal thing of going up to through Zangarmash and dying through the pass with the bugs. But I actually got through them. So, yay for people in play. And I had to do some mining grinding to get up to 275 in order to train for mastering. So I did that. And the reason I decided I'd go and get the master training is to do some work on my tailoring. I got bored with one skill every 4 days with the mooncloth. So I went and got the master tailoring and started leveling up my tailoring. At 300, all the old world stuff becomes pointless. You're using netherweave, rune cloth to skill up. You don't really need it at all. So I just made bolts of netherweave until I got up to 325, and then bolts of imbued netherweave until I got up to 340, and thought, that'll do. I'll stop now. All these bolts of netherweave lying around that I can make all this stuff for level 65s and I'm nowhere near that. So, so that was good. It felt like achieving something on my tailor. So I start making netherweave bags and equipping out my alts that are still using some of the smaller bags. So moral of the story there, every scrap of netherweave that you get with your high-level characters, just mail it off to an alt and save it up because you need a lot of netherweave in order to level up your tailoring. Ashaya took a shield out to Sunken Temple. We had because there's a bunch of quests to do out in Sunken Temple. Some nice drops off the bosses, nice blue weapons and armor. Ding 56 out there, then turned around and Hyde took a shield out there, did all the same quests, and I didn't get any gear, but I couldn't believe it. Every boss dropped either a mace or a sword. So I've got like five maces and swords. I've got a different weapon for every occasion. Then 2.4 came out and I kind of left them behind, but the last couple of days I've got back to them, and just this afternoon they've both dinged 58 and we're in the Outlands.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
So I had to do a bit more grinding, get my mining up to 300 before I bothered getting out there, because you can't do any mining unless you've got 300. So ding 58, did a bit more mining. I was flying back to Orgrimmar to do my training, and as I'm flying out there, I deleted every single quest that I had and deleted every quest item that I had in my bags. That's a very good feeling.
Wow.
I like doing that. I'm not going back to any of these. I'm going to start brand new. I haven't actually started questing yet, but I've been cleaning out my bags. I'm spending some time, you know, cleaning out my bank and making lots of space because I know I'm going to need lots of space for all the quests and everything. So, yep, next week, a shield and a shield will be out in the Outlands. So that'll be fun. Obviously the 2.4 patch came out, and there's a whole bunch of new dailies. There's some really fun ones, so I've been doing those kind of in the wee hours of the morning because they're almost not impossible, but extremely difficult to do at peak times because there's just so many people out there. It's just unbelievable trying to tap a mob to get quest items is very difficult. And there's a bombing run that's a lot of fun as well. You get to fly around and drop bombs on the bad guys down there. And if there's, you know, 50, 60, 70, God knows how many other people trying to do the bombing runs, you have to do the bombing run about 7 or 8 times before you get enough kills to complete the quest, which is really frustrating and a complete waste of time. So I've been doing those, you know, at 5 a.m. Heaps of fun out there. There's obviously the new 5-man dungeon, which I've haven't completed on any characters, but Jekyll the Healer's done the first 3 bosses in a pug, and my God, I keep saying I'm never going to pug again, and I never learn my lesson, but I'll say it again, I'm never going to pug again. And Asheo did the last boss in a guild run, and we wiped the first time because I had no idea what was going on, and then we went back in and killed him on the second try. They're fun fights. It's a good instance.
Did you get any good gear?
No. Actually, Jekyll got a nice pair of healing boots, which is good. They had gem slots in it, with existing blue boots didn't. So, bit better healing.
I always forget about the gem slots. Trishel can make gems, but of course I don't have anything I can put gems in. So. Do you have gems on Jekyll and Hyde?
By the time you get up to the mid-60s, you know, quite a few of quest rewards and you know, items out of dungeons are gear with gem slots. So I start slotting them out, and it's really cheap to gem them out because, I mean, I didn't bother putting the rare blue quality gems in my gear until basically purples. Yeah. Any blue type gear, I'm just putting a green equivalent gem in, and you can pick them up for a gold and get a jewel crafted to cut them. So they're really cheap to buff your gear. Well worth doing. Yeah. What else have I been doing? I did persist, and the Jekyll and Hyde are still doing their daily Ogrelar quests. So I want to get exalted out there with those guys and get the mount. And then there's some nice jewel crafting and alchemy rewards that I'll pick up as well.
What kind of mount is it?
Is it a flying mount? The Netheray. Netheray flying mount. Yeah.
That's a card.
The only thing about I don't like them. I mean, not that I say I don't like them, but the thing about them is that they don't land. Like, they've got no legs or anything, so they never land. They're all, even if you're right down on the ground, they're still flapping and hovering away. And
is that when I see a shale one all the time?
No, that's the Nether Drake.
Oh, okay. So the Nether Whelp is something different.
Nether Ray. Yep. And obviously with 2.4, there's been a lot of, I've spent quite a lot of time updating add-ons and tweaking configurations and things. There's some bug that a lot of people are complaining about, and it's getting biting me as well. I can't. No, it's worse than that. I can't use the portal out to Silvermoon or Hearth back to Shattrath from the new zone without completely freezing the game up.
Oh, wow. Did you take the WTF folder out?
I refuse to do that. That's a cop out. delete WTF so you lose every single add-on setting that you had and all your macros and every other setting and start again. No thanks. Pass. That's not the solution. This particular problem, a lot of people are saying it's there's obviously some bug in the that they've got with the video drivers or video cards and stuff. So
how do you get to this new Sunwell thing?
Oh, I get there. I end up there, but I have to.
How do you actually get there? I'm just asking.
Oh, okay. It's from Silvermoon. So for Horde, you go to Silvermoon, and there's a new flight path that heads north from the flight path in Silvermoon. You set it down to the Ghostlands. For Alliance, I believe it's flight out of Ironforge, which seems a hell of a long flight. So.
Somebody said you could actually fly from Booty Bay to Silvermoon if you get the flight path.
If you got the flight path, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, I didn't know you could do that. I thought you had to go through Undercity. But you can get what, Eastern Plagueland?
I'm not sure what the path. I'm not sure what the actual path is. I mean, it might be that it does the detour through Undercity, or it might go over to Hammerfall and up through Eastern Plagueland.
No, you have to go through the translocator thing.
No. You can actually, as long as you've got the Eastern Plaguelands flight path, you can fly there. It takes a hell of a long time. It's the most stupid way you could possibly choose to get there. But if you do fly it, halfway there, you get the same as if you ride there through Eastern Plaguelands. It's like you're zoning into an instance. Mm. You get the screen state change halfway through your flight. Cool. So I port out there and then have to kill the game and log in again, which is really annoying.
Yeah, I bet. Well, hopefully. I wonder if they have, having a maintenance on Tuesday.
I'm sure there'll be probably extended maintenance, small patches, I would guess, hot fixes and things.
Guess I'll get some more cleaning done.
Hmm.
All right, so that brings us to the end of what we've been doing. Oh, did you have anything else to add?
No, that's been my week.
I thought we'd come back and talk about pugs and what the whole issue is, okay? Since we mentioned it. Okay, we'll be right back. Okay, so we've used the word pug several times, and I thought we'd talk a little bit about why we don't like pugs. Pug stands for pickup group, and it means any time that you have to get together with somebody you don't normally play with.
Yeah, well, someone that's not in your group, in your guild, basically. Yeah.
And as you know, we mentioned we're part of Alea Acta S, which has a large number of people, and it's really not only is it nice because there's a lot of people to choose from, but we have a certain standard of behavior in instances that most people seem to adhere to.
And it's quite a mature guild, so it attracts mature people, intelligent people, and the people that act like jerks soon get weeded out and either leave voluntarily or get ejected.
Right. So the last time I did a pug, it's been a while, but there were issues, trying to get organized, and also, you end up doing stuff where somebody takes your loot or you or they drop out. So, what was yep. particularly that you didn't like about this pug you were with the other day?
Well, apart from the fact that we wiped so many times that I had to hearth back to Shadrath to repair twice. Now, you know, some of that, obviously, it's a new instance. You know, not all was, I mean, it was the first time I'd done it, so, you know, I'm not professing to be an expert at all, but communication, you know, obviously you're not in the Guild Ventrilo server, so you're not actually talking to each other. Some of us were in the in-game chat, and the quality of that is terrible. You know, there's a lack of communications about, you know, when we're going to pull, who's going to crowd control what. I guess, general disharmony because, you know, you're not used to, they're all new people that you haven't run with before. And, you know, pugs, you get people that, you know, think that they should be doing that, they should be pulling instead of letting the tanks get it and get aggro, and so then the healer can't heal everyone because some other jerks got aggro, and it's just not fun. I don't know why.
I feel sorry for them because some of them are just people who don't know better or who don't have a guild, you know, and they just don't even know they're misbehaving. So, you know, the best advice to give is if you're not in a guild and you're grouping, you got to talk to people, right?
Yeah, for sure. Communication's a big part of getting it done. But even then, you know, you can set loot rules at the start of instances and say, you know, pass on bind on pickups and greed on bind on equips and you know, you'll get people going, oh, oops, sorry, I accidentally rolled need on this thing, and you know, then they'll disenchant it, or you'll see it turn up in the auction house, and it's just uncool.
Yeah, and you sometimes do accidentally hit something on bind on pickup, but you know, it's not a cool thing to do.
No.
All right, so. I think we've come to the end of the episode. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I'm really enjoying 2.4. I think they've done a great job with all the new dailies. There's lots of fun ones. There's easy ones to do, and they're not all out in the aisle in the new zone. There's mm-hmm. there's dailies that you can pick up in Shadrath and do out in the Grand and up at Netherstorm. So you know, it's not like you. If you're like me and you've just got a flying mount and love flying around, that you need to stop doing that. In fact, the quest in the Grand for druids is great because you don't actually have to fight anything. You just drop down besides these fiery balls and, you know, click on a quest item and it goes, yep, okay, you've done that one. And for a druid to be able to instantly turn into flight form and take off to the next one, You do it in no time at all.
I like to picture that. Why don't you send us a picture of that?
Okay. It's great fun.
I'd like to see that. The other thing I wanted to mention is that all I did with my add-ons was click on use outdated mods, and I've had no problems.
You're pretty lucky then.
Yeah, I'm very lucky because I know a lot of people have had problems. I'm going to go back and actually update my mods. But I don't use a whole lot of complicated ones, so maybe that's why. Postal,
right.
Auctioneer, and Titan Panel. And that's
right.
Been working great.
Yeah, I mean, they made some pretty fundamental changes that meant a lot of mods need to get updated. The Omen recount for just like a damage meters one.
Right. Quest Helper doesn't work anymore, but I didn't really like Quest Helper. Have you ever tried Quest Helper?
No.
It's almost like a babysitter or something because it constantly tells you where to go for your quest. It works in a kind of neat way, and you do get the option of not listening to it, but sometimes it just makes it seem like it's the easy button, too easy.
Right.
What add-ons do you use?
Oh my god. Well, you know, auctioneer and bottom scanner, obvious ones. Mm-hmm. As a healer, I use Healbot. Omen for threat meters, recount as a damage meter, and then some stuff for the guild and group calendar. Mm-hmm. DB craft.
Oh, you do. I use DB craft too.
Yeah, it's great.
Kind of neat. Yeah.
For finding out who does what. It's a great add-on, and that's really about it. I don't use a lot because I think I've said previously, the updating of them when patches come out and problems that you have is just too annoying.
Yeah.
So I try to minimize what I'm using.
All right.
Cool.
Well, let us know how patch 2.4 was for you. And again, the write us at controlaltwow@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And I think that's it.
Excellent. We'll go out there and get a 70 and start having fun with this new content.
I will. And we'll see you next week. For the Horde.
For the Horde.
May you always be victorious.
May the gates of Quel'Thalas be open to you.
Always. May our paths cross again.
Catch you later. Al'dir Shala.
Go in peace.